We're holding in the 3 weeks, the Yemei Bein HaMetzorim, as it's called, which we know is a time for reflection, to see where we're holding, where's the matziv of Klal Yisrael. What does the Rebbeinu Shalom want from us? The Yemei Avoida of Yemei Bein HaMetzorim. We begin the 3 weeks with Shivasu B'Tamuz, where the first Slicha, we describe the feeling that a Yid has. Asanu L'cha Yoytze Ruchais. We're coming before you, Bari Olam, the Creator. B'Roiv Avoineinu Kovdu Anochais. Because of our Averus, we are very heavy in all our moaning. Gzeirois otzmu v'rabu tzrichos. There's so many decrees and there's so much cries. There's no question this year more than ever. We really have this feeling. Rachman l'tzlan, the pain and suffering that Klal Yisrael has as a whole, as Yechidim, all the different forms of Tzaras. Rachman l'tzlan. But we go further. In the third Slicha, and we describe another type of suffering. In the Pizmoin, when we say it pasuk by pasuk together with the Shatz, we say over there, She'ei ne'esar, turn to the ones that are locked up. Asher nimtzar b'yad bavel v'gam seyer. That were given over to the hands of bavel and the hands of seyer, means golos edoy. We ask in the Rebbeinu Shloilam, we're locked up. And please, we're in the hands of Golus Edoim. Get us out. And this is something I want to talk about today. What does this mean? What's this description that we're asking the Rebbeinu Shloilam for freedom? Baruch Hashem, we're living in America. That's Be'ikr. We're Jewry is today, and we're in Golos Edoim, in the hands of the Americans. But Baruch Hashem, we have freedom of religion. And how does this tefillah make any sense? That we're asking Hashem that we're locked up and we're in the hands of Seir, means Golos Edoim. Are we actually in their hands? What are we asking to get free from being locked up? Baruch Hashem, we have a free life. What are we crying out to Hashem to turn to us? She'ei ne'esar, look, we're locked up. Turn to us and help us. How do we understand this cry to Bari Olam? I want to answer this question with a mashal. There's such a thing called Stockholm Syndrome. It's a psychological struggle and challenge where captives and victims of abuse, they develop a bond with their captors. And the victims develop such a strong bond with the ones that are taking them captive, that they look at the rescuers as the enemy, that they're the threat, they're the danger, and they really lose recognition to their situation, how you are the hostage and you're a victim, and the people holding on to you are the enemy. This Stockholm Syndrome got named. It happened, it was a story of attempted bank robbery in 1973. in Stockholm, Sweden. There was a guy, Jan Erik Olsen was his name. He took 4 employees hostage during a bank robbery, the largest bank in Stockholm, and he held them hostage for close to a week in the bank vaults. And it was a major rescue operation that he finally got the guys out. And the hostages, when they were interviewed and evaluated, they were speaking against the police, against the authorities, against the rescuers, how careless and they had no sensitivity. And the robber who took them hostage, they were sympathizing with him. And they had warm feelings to him. And the cruel people were the authorities who went ahead and made this whole operation to free them. And they even criticized the Prime Minister of Sweden for his lack of sensitivity. And that's when they realized and they determined this syndrome that happens, that when people are locked up, it's like a coping mechanism, a strategy for survival, that you naturally make peace with the bad people and they become your friend and the good guy, and everybody else are the enemy. And a person in such a situation, Rahman al-Tzlan, loses total awareness of his real reality, who's the threat, who's the danger, and who's the good person. This is a reality of Stockholm Syndrome. The nimshal is very pashat. We find ourselves here in Golus Edom, in America. Although it might be true that Baruch Hashem we're able to practice freedom of religion, but at the end of the day, when we're living in America, the hashpah of the sviva of the goyish America that we're amongst, we make peace with it. We don't realize we're hostage and we're captives. And we view the people taking us captive, the control that we're under, and there we have to make peace with it. It's a survival strategy that we have. And we lose sense to the reality of our situation. What's the reality? It's a pasuk in Parshas Balak, that a very important nevuah that really describes a yid, who our nation is. Bilam said this nevuah from the Rabbeinu Shlomo Yehudah. The pasuk says, "Ki meirosh tsurim arenu umigvoyis asherenu." In describing Klal Yisrael, he described it that we're people that have a very strong foundation, like Rashi says, "Betchilas rasheim." Their roots are like gvoyis, like mountains. They always be imoyis. We have a very strong foundation from the always and the imoyis. Hein om levodod yishkoin uvagoyim lo yischashov. And they're a nation that's alone. They dwell alone, and amongst the goyim, lo yischashov. There's no chashivas. There's nothing. We're not valued. There's no importance. There's no recognition. This defines the Jewish nation. This is what the Yidden are about. And this is our survival, this secret. If you look at the Targum Yonason, he says even more. Uvagoyim lo yischashov. He says, "Ubinimusei amayo loy medabrim." The goyisha lifestyles and entertainment and attractions and everything, we don't even speak. Not only it has no value to us, we live so alone in our own world that it doesn't even have value. We don't even speak in their things. The yid finds no interest in anything that's going on by the Goyim. This is the existence of Am Yisrael. Almost like a muscle. You know, when you see someone walking down the street with a dog. The guy's walking his dog. And in the winter sometimes, when it's below zero, they put like a coat on top of the dog. Would you ever think of when the guy passes by with his dog, say, hey, 1 minute, I want to see this coat. Very impressed with this coat. And you start checking out the coat on the dog. Would you even think of doing that? The coat of the dog doesn't talk to the human being. Well, I have news for you. The same Hamavdil, Bein Or L'Choshech, dark and light, are extreme opposites. Do they have any Shaychus, dark and light? Or you can't get more opposite than that? Or and Choshech? Extreme opposites. The same Hamavdil, Bein Or L'Choshech, is Bein Yisroel L'Amim. The Yid and the Goy are extreme opposites. And in Eloh, if you won't look at the coat of the dog, there's nothing about the Goyish lifestyle that should have any interest to the Yid. It's as extreme difference as dark and light is the Goy and the Yid. It was a famous line that went on in the Volozhin of the Yeshiva. I don't know if the Tziv said this, Rav Chaim Volozhin said it. If we don't make Kiddush, they're going to make Havdalah. Means if the Yid doesn't know how to be Mekadosh himself and live up to this idea of a Yid that's Om Levodod Yishkoin Vagoyim Lo Yischasha, if a Yid can't live alone and have his own world with no value or any interest in the Goyim, if the Yid doesn't make Kiddush, they make Havdalah. Which means, Rachmano Litzlan, that's when all the tzaras start. And the Goyim, the Rebbeinu Shlom makes it, the Goyim are his shliach, to be Mavdil, the Yid from the Goy. And this, the Beis Halevi talks about, in Parsha Shemois, by Golos Mitzrayim, as a classic example. It's an unbelievable shtickle from the Beis Halevi. It's a whole arichus, but I'll just bring it down b'kitzer. He says, in Mitzrayim, the Yidin were doing bris milah, molim es b'neya. But what they did was, v'achakach hoyu mastirim oisa. They were hiding the bris milah. They didn't want the goyim, they wanted to be like the goyim. And therefore, as much as they knew they had to do the bris, okay, but the goyim shouldn't chap that we're doing bris milah. They wanted to hide the fact. They wanted to be like the Goyim. Hagam be'etzem ha'maisa lo hoya iser klal. There's no iser in hiding the fact that you did a bris milah. Im kol zeh kvar hoyu alulim bozeh l'sarev meshach hazman. If you're not different than the Goy, and they think you're just like them, in regard that no one has bris milah, we're destined to be mixing with them, b'soy ha'mitzriyim, ulishtakea b'tumasam, and to sink into their tumah, acharei she'ein hevdil nikar b'neiyam. There's no recognizable difference between the Yid and the Goy. V'zehu mamish lehepuch me'ikir kavonas ha-mitzvah. It's the opposite of why the Rabbanu Shalom gave us the mitzvah of brismilah. Duhu k'dei she'yisrael yilmuvdalim min ha-mitzriyim. We have brismilah that we should be different than the Goy. And he goes on to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosen HaTorah VaMitzvos LiYisrael. All the Torah and Mitzvos was given to us, Kadesh Shiyu Muvdalim, that we can be separate from the Goy and different from the Goy. K'may Sha'amar HaKosav VaAvdil Eschem Min Amim. The nature of a Yid is to be alone and different. That's who we are by definition. That's what the Rebbeinu Shem wants from Am Yisrael. Zok de Beis HaLevi, Vim Yisroel Hoyu Mekarvim Atzvam. When we get close to the Goyim and we feel like we want to be like them, with them, not feel different, Oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoyu Mechadosh HaHevdol. And the Rebbeinu Shem orchestrates that there's going to be a separation. Umechadish sinabaliba. He makes the goyim hate the Jew. Anti-Semitism is on our rise today. It's Hashem's orchestration. It's for the good of the Yid. That we don't have the ability to mix with them. If we're mixing, we're not doing kiddush. They do havdalah, they divide us from them. If Klal Yisrael was doing this act, lahaster ahevdol, to hide the differentiation from the Yid and the Mitzri, what happened was hivdilam hakadosh baruch hu v'hoisef sinu b'leiv hamitzriim, like it says, v'kamaymar akasu v'yakutzu b'pnei b'nei Yisrael, that the Mitzriim became disgusted with the Jew. Why did they become disgusted? What made that anti-Semitism happen? Because the Jews were like the Goyim. We wanted to be like the Mitzriim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitil sina. He planted a hatred. V'nosan mius al Yisrael. And he made the Goy find the Jew disgusting. Despised. Mos. Kidei shlo yis'arvu imam, that there'll never be mixing of the Yidden and the Goyim. V'chol zeh lo hoya begeder oynish klal. It's not a punishment. Rak begeder shmira. That's what watches the Yidden. That's the survival of the Jewish nation. Kol zeh hoya lo teivason. It's all for the Yid's good. This is the success of a Yid. Sheyisharu am kadosh umuvdol. When we remain a holy nation and separate and alone, then we have survival. Umitzet somcho kol agula achakach. And the gulas Mitzrayim only happened afterwards because we were alone as our own nation. We had to be separate from them. And the truth is, the Beferish HaMedrash in the Yalkut Shemayni, right in the beginning of Shemais, the Pasuk says, Vatimolei ha'aretz oisom. The Yidden filled the land. Listen to these words of the Medrash. It's scary words. What does it mean, Vatimolei ha'aretz oisom? Shenismalu boti tartiois ubote karsiois shmehem. The Yidden started filling their theaters, their stadiums. They found interest in the same entertainment as the Goy. Miyad gozru aleihem sheyifshu mehem. And right away Hashem made a decree that they're going to be the orchestrating, that they have to be separate. Vayoko melech chodosh al Mitzrayim. And that's where the whole torture of the Yidden of Mitzrayim happened from. We too today, in Golos America, we're literally in the hands of Golos Edom. We reach points where we're literally living like the Goyim. I want to give you a great example, but this is just one example. There's unlimited examples, it's not limited to this one. But this is just current events. In the recent weeks, in New York, the New York team won the national NBA, the basketball championship, the Knicks. And there was millions of people, Americans, celebrating this success. Klal Yisrael reached a new low. Rachmana Litzlan. I saw brought down in an article that there were shuls posting Knick game watch parties featuring giant screens and gourmet grills. There were maestos that were raffling off Nick tickets to raise money for tzedakah. This is something that never happened. When I was growing up in New York, the people were also into the Knicks. That didn't just change from today. But never did it mix with the ruchnius of the Yid. It was a side thing that a Yid might have had some interest in the Goyish entertainment. But it didn't become part of the ruchnius. And we reached a low point now in Klal Yisrael that a shul, a mokim, a mikdash ma'at, could host a Nick game party. Rachmana litzlan. A tzedakah organization is going to give you tickets to their theaters, to their stadiums. Rachmana litzlan, our ruchnius became goyish. I saw in the report, they quoted a guy who said, I see Hasidic Jews breakdancing with black kids. The Knicks caused the greatest unification since 9/11. So they're looking at it as a milah. That the Hasidic Jew is dancing with the black kids. We're unified. A powerful reminder that no matter what we believe and what we look like, we're all New Yorkers with shared values and goals. Rachmana litzlan. This is where we're holding. The Yid shares values with the Goy. The Yid shares the same goals as the Goy. The secret of how we got out of Mitzrayim, like we say on the Seder night, Vayihi Shom Legoy, we were there as a nation. Milamit Shayu Yisrael Mitzuyonim Shom. The Yidim were distinctive. We saw who a Yid was. Like Chazal tell us, we were Zoycha to Geula because you saw the Yid. Like Shinuas Levut Malbushah. They didn't change their clothing. They had Yiddish clothing. The Goyish clothing didn't talk to them. Their speech was Yiddish. I don't mean the language of Yiddish, but it was Jewish talk. They didn't talk like a guy. They kept the Jewish names. Klal Yisrael was Mitzuyonim. They were distinctive. You saw the Jewish nation. If we're unified with the guy and we're all one, American Jews, there's Jews, there's American Christians, they practice Christianity. There's Catholic Americans, they practice their religion of Catholic. And we're Jewish, we practice Judaism. If you're an American Jew and we're all one as Americans, that's the problem. That's the Yid not making Kiddush or Rachmana Litzlan, they're making Havdalah. We're seeing a rise in anti-Semitism. We're causing it. And the truth is, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel and Perek Chaf where the Rabbeinu Shalom made a promise that you're never going to be able to become like the guy. Listen to these words, Amorid Dikanavua in Perek Chaf. Pasuk Lamed Beis. V'ha'oyle al ruchachem. You think in your mind. What you're thinking, how you like see it, will never be. Asha atem oimim niya kagoyim kemishvachois haratzois. You Yid, you say to yourself when you're in Golos, I want to be like them. I want to do like them. Have the same attitudes like them and lifestyles like them and ideas. Chai onin Hashem alakim. The Rebbeinu Shalom promises, Im loy biyod chazoka v'zrein, etuyo v'chem v'shfucha, em loy chaleichem. It's going to be with a mighty hand and tremendous anger. I will be melech over you, Klal Yisrael, you're my chosen nation. And a melech, to become like the goy, I won't let it happen. And even if we don't say Nia Kigoyim, hopefully we didn't stoop so low that a Yid will ever say with his mouth Nia Kigoyim. But that doesn't matter. If in your mind you think Nia Kigoyim, in your mind you're impressed with what they offer, you have interest in the Goyish ways, that's also Nia Kigoyim. I'll give you an example. I have a goita comes every week to my house. Just taught me what a goy is. So whenever we give her lunch, we put down lunch by the kitchen table for her. There's no one else by the table. We let her eat by herself. She stands and she eats. So sometimes you think, okay, you're giving her something that, you know, they call a finger food here in America. So maybe that's why she's standing when she eats. But the other, I'm not always home for this, but some one time I was home. It's been his daughter, been his mom probably. Anyways, I made her a sandwich for lunch. And I put the sandwich in front of the chair by the table. She stood eating her sandwich. That's a goy. Standing and eating. Walking in the street and eating. All these things are goyish lifestyles. That's how a goy eats. A yid is kiveya suda, like it says in halacha. Kiveya suda means you sit down with a kvius, like a mensch. Not like a dog, like a behemoth. The way we eat can't be goyish. There's a moedik of Meshe Chachma, but it's really frightening what Rameya Simcha, Tar Sameach, the Meshe Chachma said. It's brought down in Parshas B'chukosai. But we have to realize he wrote this and it was printed a year after he was Nifter. It was already printed in 1926. It's before the Holocaust happened. Before 6 million years were wiped away. Listen to these words, what he said. On the Pasuk, Va'af gam zois b'yoisim b'eretz oyveya. Klal Yisro, when you're going to be in the enemy's land, you're going to be in Golos. Zok Meshech Chochma. Nisboinen Ktsas B'darkei Hashkocha Al Yoyna. I want you to realize and think about how Hashem runs the world in regard to the Yid and Golos. Mashiyuchel Ha'avah, what we can understand and walk away with as a message. Ki Kasha Gozra Chochma Al Yoyna. When the Rebbeinu Shlom's Chochma decreed that a Yid Yisnoidu B'artzai Shonim Rabbis Moed, Klal Yisro has to go to Golos. The Rebbeinu Shloim wants that the Yiddish should survive. We need to go to Golos for the tachas of Golos, but Klal Yisrael has to survive in Golos. And the Rebbeinu Shloim looks for ways and ideas and schemes that we should remain a Jewish nation and not mix with the Goyim. We should survive in Golos. Harishon Hamoyre Derech, the first thing that we see taught of guidance, who Avinu Azok in Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu taught us what it means to survive in Golos. Ashechoshav Tachbulo Ve'etza, Ashebon of Yu Mitzionim Shom. Klal Yisrael has to be distinctive there in all their ways, B'gdeyim, their clothes, B'shmaseim, their names, all the things that Klal Yisrael didn't change. We have to remain like that. V'lach shavatzam kigerim. It has to be like the Pasuk says, v'yogar shom. They live there temporarily. Like a ger, like a visitor. Pirush melamed l'doyrus. It's coming to give us guidance for all generations. B'chol golos v'golos. Ha'hanhogo. How should a yid live in golos? Says the Meshe Chochma, v'yu machshivim abeinei atzom loikez rochim. You can't live thinking you're a resident. You have to live in Golos and I'm a visitor. I'm temporary here. And he goes on by Richus, how Ezra and Ajakas HaGedoylo had 18 Gedorim, Libodum and Agoyim, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, 18 Gedorim that the Yid should stay separate from the Goy. Sheyedun Yisrael, ki hu achsenoi, v'ger, be'eretz nachriya. You're in a strange land as a visitor. That's what keeps the Yid surviving in a galus. Reminds you all the time that you're a Yid. And I'm different, and I'm supposed to be different. I live my own life. Then he goes on, he reveals. And how does it work? How does Hashem run the life of a Yid in galus? Derech HaShkocha. It's unbelievable. The way Hashem runs the world is, Yenuchu Meshech Shonim Karv Lameya. Go look at all the times. Klal Yisrael has peaceful times for about close to 100 years. And then, Achazeh Yokum Ruach Sa'ara V'yafutz. And all of a sudden a storm comes and it uproots the Yid from being comfortable. And he says, because Klal Yisrael, when we get comfortable, we forget. And the Yidin get comfortable in Golos and they forget who we are, living like a stranger and a visitor. We become a resident. And therefore, a storm comes along and uproots the Yid. Bekol Soin Barash, like a storm that says, Yehudi Ato, you're a Jew. Misom Chalish, who made you in charge? You think you have rights? Rachman Al-Tzlan, we do think today like that. And this is mamash we were holding in Golos today. You didn't believe we have rights. And in that respect, Meshachach was telling you, no. Hashem's plan in Golos is, a Yid has no rights. You don't carry rights and I'm in charge. V'zel l'shnei sibus. And the reason why Rebbeinu Shem does this, every time we get comfortable, he uproots us, it's for two reasons. L'kiyam hadas amita v'tarosai, for the survival of Torah. U'l'kiyam ha'uma, the survival of the nation that keeps the Torah. A Yid of the Torah only survives if we keep getting uprooted. So he goes on to say, today, he says, people living in Germany and Berlin, Yachshoiv ki Berlin hi Yerushalayim. Famous words of the Meshech Chochma. We're living today so comfortable in Germany as before they uprooted them, before the Nazis came around. And we feel that Berlin is Yerushalayim. Everything's great. We're in charge. We're so comfortable. V'yechshav le'ezrach ranon. We're a resident here. And everything's coming to us. And what happens is, he says, Oz yovoy ruach soyo v'sar yakar oisim v'gizay. What's going to happen is, a storm's going to come and uproot them. This is what he said then, before it was printed, even before the Nazis came around. Unbelievable. It wasn't a nevuah. The Meshech Chochma understood the Hanhogo of Hashem with Golos. How a Yid's supposed to live. And a Mela wasn't nevuah that he was predicting. Every 100 years we get comfortable, we have to be uprooted. Kach Derech Yisrael Miyoyim HaYoysai. This is from the time we came a nation. Misnoidim, we come wandering in a galus. Puk chazi, go look. This is constantly what goes on. In Spain this happened, in 1492, and all those times, everything was constantly with this type of situation where we get comfortable and we get uprooted. And Rachman Litzlan, this is where we're holding today in galus America. It's such a real tefillah that we have to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. When we ask Hashem, She'ei Nesar, Asher Nimser, that we're in the hands, Biyad, we're in the hands of Seir, we're in the hands of Golos Edoim, we're actually in their hands. We're so comfortable in America, we don't even realize how goyish we became. We don't even understand. Well, listen, we're in America, like, what are we doing wrong? We're Yidden, and we don't even understand how bad it became. And the Maharal says, to get out of Golos, we have to be a nation of our own. The Maharal writes in Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Chof Hei. Kishem Shekiyam Yisrael, Hi Ashmira Mechiluk Atmum. The same way, Klal Yisrael, in Golos, has to be with Achtus as one. Our existence has to be with an achdus as oneness. Equally as important as having an achdus as being one, to get out of Golos is also v'chein ahevdom in oivis gelulim. To be separate from the goy is also part of our existence, and that's going to be our survival and the geula from the galus. To get out of this galus too, it has to be that we become separate. And Rachmanu Litzlan, when we're not separate, the Rabbeinu Shalom makes sure there are people out there, there's goyim. If the yid's not making kiddush, the goyim are making havdalah, and they start dividing us up. And this is a chesed nefesh. That during the Yemei Bein HaMetzarim, we all have to make for ourselves. We have to make sure we're a Yid living in America. But you're not an American Jew. You're a Jew that lives in America. That's where we find our galus today. So we're a Jew that lives in America. You can't be an American Jew. You have to be boydik, make a cheshbon nefesh. Your eating habits. Are they goyish? How much do you eat in the street? Or eat like a goy the way they eat? Your music, is it goyish? Your reading material, our celebrations, our dancing, the way we talk, the way we dress, our entertainment. The list goes on and on. Make up cheshbon nefesh. How goyish am I? You know, I remember always hearing from Bachar. I saw Rav Nosson Vachvogel addresses this. The Lakewood Mashkiach. Many Bachar always say, why do we put focus on dress? It's so chitzonius, Dick. Doesn't matter. The main thing is the inside. Where's your heart? What does it matter, the chitzonius, the outside, the dress? Rabbi Nosson Vachvogel mamash addresses this point. No pun intended. Anachnu mevatlim ma'oides the chitzonius. We mevatl always. Ma hevdel. I mean, he loivish kazeh beged oi kazeh. Who cares if I dress like this, I dress like that? Zok Rabbi Nosson Vachvogel. The Torah cares very much how you dress. The Pasuk says, V'asisa big day kodesh la'aron achicha. I made big day kodesh la'aron achicha l'chovan u'sefaras. And we know, like the Gemara says, when the begodim are on him, that's when he's a kohen to do kahuna. Bizman shebegodim aleihem kunasam aleihem. V'meila, my son from Shisha Pinkus also, that Klal Yisrael, every one of us, are Amlechas Koyanim v'Goy Kadosh. We are all called Amlechas Koyanim. And therefore, we have special clothes that a Yid wears, that makes us who we are. This Yiddish clothing. Clothing of a Goy doesn't talk to us. It's not who we are. And I just heard a Mari de Gavart, the famous story where Yaakov Avinu, when he went in to get the brachas and steal the brachas, when the father Yitzchak wanted to give it to Esav, so he said, "Ani Esav b'chayrecha." He asked him, "Who are you?" He said, "Yeah, I'm Esav your b'char." And the famous question, it sounds like he's lying. So I heard a word. No. If he's wearing the clothes of Esav, it's 100% MS. The clothes makes you who you are, and he put on Esav's clothes. If he put on the guy's clothes, yeah, he's Esav, he's the guy. And the emes is, it's not just how we, what we wear, what type of clothing. How much we dress too. You know, today it's a style to walk outside kamat naked. That's how it is. People don't get dressed anymore. Men, women, nobody. Rachmanu Litzlan, literally behemoths. Behemoths don't wear clothes either. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, Zatzal, the Mashkiach of Kamenitz in Eretz Yisrael, said, a behemoth has no seichel, and that's why behemoths don't get dressed. He said, a yid, according to how much seichel you have, we could see it from your clothing. The more undressed that guy is walking around, the more he's announcing, "Ich hat nicht kein Seichel." This is what he said in my Shanister. And every Yid has to think about this too. how we dress outside in the public. I just saw, I got a new sefer, Chaim Mintz Shlita, the Shiva Mashkiach of Staten Island. He put out a sefer as the Kenecha V'Yoymulach. It's a bunch of stories of his experiences with the Gedolim. Some of them are just some random stories. He said over, he heard from Rabbi Yaakov Ruderman Zatzal, the Baltimore Neri Yisrael Rosh Hashiva, that Rabbi Yaakov Ruderman told him about himself. He one time went into the Chafetz Chaim. And when he came into the Chafetz Chaim, he was wearing a red tie. I didn't know it existed in those days. He said, I was wearing a red tie. And the Chafetz Chaim looked at me and said, Ain roi l'loiv shoy. He said in Yiddish, obviously. It's written in Hebrew. It's not for you to wear such a tie. Even colors, you see, there's things that are tsugapas for the Yid, and there are things that are not. Styles, colors, all these things. We have to do a good bedika to realize where are we holding? What's our matzav here as an American Jew? You know, the pasuk in Hosea, throughout Tanakh, you see the Rebbeinu Shlom crying about this. The pasuk says in Hosea, in Perek Tes, Al tismach Yisrael el gil ko'amim. The Yid should not rejoice like the Goyim, like the nations. The Radak says, Im yikro lachem dovar simcha, k'moy chupas chasanim, you have a wedding, a chasana. Ein l'chol ismoyach k'moy shara amim. Don't celebrate and dance and have joy like the Goyim. It has to be like a Yiddish chasana. Rachmanu l'tzlan, where did our music go to? Our dancing and our music, what we listen to. We have to realize there's nothing by the Goyim that should have any interest to us. We don't realize the whole Goyish lifestyle is so empty. It's filth and garbage. I just saw a report. They just finished celebrating July 4th, the Goyim. So there was a city in California, 402 arrests in the celebration for July 4th. In one little city, it got a little chaotic. 402 arrests. Could you imagine how many Yidden are arrested when we're celebrating a Purim? We're just equally as drunk as them. And Baruch Hashem, the answer is zero. A Yid and a Goyim are different. And we have to realize the Goyim have nothing in their lifestyle that should interest the Yid. It's emptiness, it's garbage and filth. It shouldn't talk to us. We should literally pride ourselves to live alone. And this is really what the Medrash writes in Shir Hashirim. Shuvi, Shuvi Ashulamis. In Perek Zayin, it's the Goyim speaking to the Yid. Shuvi, Shuvi means turn away. Turn away, Hashulamis, means Klal Yisrael, that's Shalom, entrusting in Hashem. Turn away from Hashem. Come look what we have to offer. V'nech zeboch, says the Medrash, Umas ha'olam omers li'Yisrael, ad mosay atem meisim alalei keichem. How long are you going to kill yourself for your God? Come to us. Hashem is giving you bad. You're not even getting treated for keeping Yiddishkeit. Bo lachem etzleinu. Come to us. We'll give you positions in the government. You can become a committee man and a senator. We can make you positions. Join us. V'Yisrael mishivin lahem. Klal Yisrael answers the next pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Ma'techzu ba'shulamis ki mecholas ha'machanoyim. Zok the Medrash, we're telling them, ma'aten yecholim la'aslis lonu. What could you do for us already? The Yid feels so satisfied in his Yiddishkeit that he looks at the Goy and he says, your life is empty. Your life is filled with filth and garbage. There's nothing that interests me from your lifestyle, from your ideas of attractions and entertainment. A Yid that's living his Yiddishkeit could really turn his back to the good. If we're finding ourselves being interested in Goyisha ways, it's because we're not living Yiddishkeit. If we put ourselves into Yiddishkeit, we put ourselves into our Judaism, and we really start living what the Yiddish, what the Torah offers, it's so satisfying. There's nothing by the goy that will talk to you. You know, Chaim Kreuzworth, Zatzal, brought out this message in a famous Gemara in Erevin, at Samachay. Omer Rabbeloi, Bishloisha Dvorim Odom Nikar. We could recognize a person by three ways. Bikoisoi, Bikisoi, Uvekasoi. Famous Gemara. Bikoisoi means how he drinks, his cup. Bikisoi means his wallet. And Bikasa means his anger. Three different things that you could figure out a person by those three measuring sticks. Koisoi, Kisoi, and Kasoi. Reb Chaim Kreuzworth said a very dikavart that Mamash related to this. He said, it's all one idea that the Gemara is saying. Reb Eloi is telling us, you know what a person's about. A Odom becomes Nikar. Bikoisoi means what makes you happy. What gets you to celebrate with a cup of wine? What do you celebrate? What gives you joy? Which things in life do you value that gives you joy? Bikoisoi. Bikisoi, your wallet. What do you value that you're ready to spend money on? And bikasoi, what gets under your skin that's enough important that gets you to get angry? And it's all the same, you say. Do you have Yiddish values? Or Goyish values? Are you an American Jew? Or a Jew just living in America? And this is where you have to go make a cheshbon. Where are our values? Where are we holding with all our values? Are they Goyish values or not? I see it's very late. Let's make the proper cheshbon anefesh during this Yemei Bein HaMetzarim. That the Rebbeinu Shalom shall look at us and realize that we're taka yidin living am levodot yishkoin vagoyim lo yischashov. Let the Rebbeinu Shalom see us as yidin that we really feel that we want to be alone and have no shaykhas to the goy. And then be'ezer Hashem, when the Rebbeinu Shalom sees us vayhisham legoy, that we're mitzuyonim, we're distinctive, he sees the yid as its own nation, be'ezer Hashem, if we're making the kiddush, that we won't need the goyim to make Havdalah, but rather when we're making Kiddush and we're Am Kadosh, the Rebbeinu Shalom Taka, this year Be'ezer Hashem, will be Zoicha to the Binyan Bayis Shlishi with Meheira Mimeinu B'Mashiach Tekenu. Amen.